WDGY, Minneapolis, St. Paul, now with 9 big cash winners in the incredible contest.
You think that people would have had enough of a silly love song? What's wrong with that?
Jim Dandy at WDGY this Tuesday morning, 8:04. Wake up, if you not already have done so. And if you weren't around earlier when I apologize for all of the rotten stuff that was going on here, it's because I haven't been on radio in a long time. It's been a number of years since I've been on the radio here. And I want to thank all of my old friends for calling me on the telephone at 888-4444 and saying hello. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about the most disgusting thing since white socks. That's leisure suits. We found out that one of my old girlfriends is now working as a hostess in a sauna place, and another one is a parole officer. And a bunch of the guys are on parole. I am doing... I was out to dinner last night with a man from Kansas City who just destroyed me. So instead of coffee this morning, I am doing puree of Rolaids. But you can have your coffee with John Canton, who is here. We're going to give away $50 in 5 minutes.
Stay away from my window.
WDGY, 8:08 in the morning. Oh. Tonight's the night with the... Rod Stewart.
Isn't that
Jim
a good
Daddy,
song?
Yeah, Johnny Kent on the radio here. It's 38 degrees, clear, cloudy, windy, and cold today with a chance of snow, partly sunny tomorrow. High today, 42. Dress warm. Wake up, wake up. Did you stay up and watch Gone with the Wind on television?
You bet, you bet.
Heavy. I finally figured out that Clark Gable is perhaps the neatest man ever walked the earth, the original male chauvinist pig, and that movie was super. And probably the two most famous lines in the world, came from that movie, Frankly, My Dear, I Don't Give a Damn, and the other one that I just love by Prissy when she says, Miss Scarlett, I don't know nothing about birthing no babies. Let's give away $50.
Right. Okay, Jim, I have to say, this is the first time you've been on the air at WDGY for how many years now?
Seven.
At least 7 years. And you're doing the control work. I must explain to the folk, we have a control board that's more complicated than a control data computer. And you're handling it fine. I'm stuck over here in a computer, or in a corner, looking over your shoulder, and it's just super the way you haven't forgotten a thing.
I attended the Chuck Roberts School of Broadcasting on Saturday.
Okay. Listen, we have a little contest we thought we'd do in honor of your presence here. I have a survey which I dug out of the old archives at DGY, dated November 12th. It has your picture on the bottom. DGY's Jim Dandy, 7 to midnight. Art Blasky doing news. Remember him? Where did he go?
Blasky.
San Francisco?
Packed up his silk sheets and went to... No, L.A.
L.A.?
Yeah, right.
And on the back is a little ad for WDGY's Chicken Man. 5 episodes daily, exclusively.
Wow!
But anyway, more importantly, on the front, we have the 30-star songs. And we're going to open up our phone lines right now. We'll take the calls live on the air. And the first person who can give us the top 5 songs on that 30-star survey, dated November 12, 66, will give you $50. $10 a song. Does that sound fair?
All right.
Okay, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock, 8:10 in the morning, for those of you interested in the time. Let's open up the phone lines and see who we get.
So you're late for work. What the heck?
About the $50.
Right.
Why not?
Now listen, you've got to name the top 5 songs from the 30-star survey at WDGY of November 12, 1966. The top 5. Now, you don't have to name them in order. All right? Let's take some calls on the air here. DGY, do you know the songs?
Yes. Lady Godiva, Good Vibrations, Set Us Free, Stop, 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 and Everything is Beautiful.
That was close.
Close?
Close.
No cigar. Thank you very much. DGY, do you know the songs?
Yes, I do.
Here we go.
Count them back in order for you.
Oh, listen to him. He's got one in front of him.
Number 5 is Lady Godiva.
Wait a minute. That phone is,
are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. We had a little engineering mix-up.
All right, number 5 is Lady Godiva by Peter and Gordon.
Right.
4 is Poor Side of Town by Johnny Rivers.
Right again!
Number 3 is Winchester Cathedral.
Right again!
Number 2 is Last Train to Clarksville by the Monkees.
Wrong.
Huh?
No, you're right. I'm just kidding.
And number 1 is Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys.
No.
Got it. What's your name?
Mike Butler of Richfield.
Mike Butler of Richfield, huh?
Right.
Mike, you wear white socks.
Every once in a while.
Oh, gee. Doesn't that take him out of the... Oh, we still have to give him the $50, I suppose.
Oh, sure.
Mike,
gonna
do you
run
wear leisure suits?
No.
Oh, good. Because leisure suits are possibly even more disgusting than white socks. Does the boss wear a leisure suit?
I have a question for Jim Dandy.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think about the girls from Richfield?
Well, I haven't seen too many. Jimmy Reed asked me the same thing the other night. I said, I haven't been out with a girl from Richfield in 4 or 5 days. It's been that long.
That's an eternity in your lifestyle.
Listen, Mike.
Yeah.
You hang on here, and I'll get your name and everything so we can send you the $50.
All right.
Would you like it in American money or...
I'll take it in pesos.
Yeah,
pesos?
They're worth more. Worth more now. Good, more. Smart man.
They
smart
probably are. What was, you mentioned the song by the Monkees, John. What number was
Last
that?
Last Train to Clarksville is number two.
Number two.
WDGY's Incredible Contest is easy to win. Simply listen for the three winning numbers every day. Then call us, or Y11 will call you. When you call us, tell us the three winning numbers in their correct order and win. When we call you, tell us the three winning numbers and choose any prize package you've heard offered so far. Remember, the more you listen, the better your chances of getting rich. The Incredible Contest is only on WDGY.
When your body's had enough of me and I'm laying flat out on the floor.
WDGY with Jim Dandy, a little bit more. Dr. Hook at 819, if you're on the way to work. If you aren't out of bed, get up, wake up. It's Jim Dandy on the radio. You remember that name. You know who you are. And we're going to give away $100 next, coming up in a couple of minutes here at WDGY. At 10 o'clock this morning, the semi-beautiful, semi-intelligent Gary Bridges. Gary will come along, do his voice feel okay, he'll be on the radio. To talk to all of my old friends in Minneapolis, St. Paul at 888-4444. You remember Jim Dandy, the Mouth, back on the radio here for a couple of days with Johnny Kent. Good morning.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today.
WDGY, Moonlight Feels Right. Village Idiot, Jim Dandy with Johnny Canton on the radio this morning at 8:23. Wake up.
Okay, we should do the contest now, the Incredible Contest.
Incredible Contest for $100. Let's go.
Well, this is going to be for a lot more than $100 if the person has the three correct numbers. We'll take caller 35. Caller 35 at 888-4444. And if that person has the three right numbers, they can go on and win all kinds of things on DGY. We've been describing all kinds of prizes, okay?
Okay, let's go. 888-4444. Caller number 30, did you say?
35.
35. Paul McCartney and the Beatles for you, DGY.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
WDGY, Jim Dandy. Don't forget Hall & Oates in a concert tomorrow. It's tomorrow night on WDGY. Be here for it, huh? Be here.
Come to Holiday Village
for groceries and meats. Well, we're the store for a choice of merchandise. There's more, but what's worth really coming for are the prices you pay. They're low every day
at Holiday Village. Holiday Village,
your friendly discount store.
You're going to find you pay less for GE radios this week at Holiday. GE AM-FM TV band portable radios are now just $27.88. GE AM-FM digital clock radios are just $36.88. And GE AM-FM long-range portable radios, regularly $49.88, are now just $42.88. Tune in on the savings at your Holiday Station store.
Come to Holiday Village, Holiday Village.
Your friendly discount store.
WDGY, time 26 after 8, windy and cold today, high of 42. Good morning, this is Mark Anderson with sunshine and 38 degrees now in the Twin Cities. They ended the two-day meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Chicago. The group joined in a formal plea for more money, more federal dollars to battle urban problems. More than 100 of the nation's big city mayors asked President-elect Jimmy Carter for help because this is the richest country in the world, as Kenneth Gibson, the mayor of Newark, put it. More problems with that power line construction in central Minnesota. Details coming up next at WDGY.
Listen. Those geese stay warm even when the wind chill factor drops. The reason? Goose down. The same plump down you'll find in Pacific Trail jackets and vests at Dayton's. Goose down insulates, keeps body heat in, cold air out, so you'll always stay warm. Come to Dayton's men's department this week to get the inside story and meet the experts from Pacific Trail. Whatever you do this winter, do it dressed up in down. From Dayton's.
Surveying for their power line that's to run from North Dakota to the Twin Cities is having its problems again. A group of farmers from Polk County yesterday prevented surveyors from doing their work near Lowry, Minnesota. Sheriff's officers were at the scene yesterday. No arrests were made, though. A spokesman for the farmers says the crews are expected back again today. The farmers will be there to meet them. The government has published the names of some 2,500 doctors, dentists, labs, and drugstores who made more than $100,000 each for Medicaid services last year. The Department of Health, Education, and Welfare made the unprecedented announcement yesterday. A new law that puts a ban on decorative gas lamps in the state goes into effect next April. The Minnesota Energy Agency will begin hearings tomorrow on the proposed regulations in connection with the ban. The agency is empowered to grant exceptions to the rule. Officials say the 70,000 gas lamps that are in use around the state use more gas each year than would be required to heat about 10,000 homes. Robert Patricelli, an administrator for the Urban Mass Transit Transportation Administration, says that St. Paul is one of 11 cities in the running for three downtown people mover systems. Almost 40 cities nationwide applied for demonstration projects. St. Paul's proposal calls for a 2.5-mile system of people mover guideways between the state capital and downtown at a cost of $55 million. The 3,000-year-old mummy of Egyptian pharaoh Ramses II is in Paris for a facelift. Its presence in the French capital has sparked news reports that the mummy really was brought to Paris in a diplomatic move to improve relations between Egypt and France. Experts deny this, and government officials plan to organize visits to the show to show that the mummy really is in an advanced state of decay and needs restoration. Investigators in Virginia Beach, Virginia, say a $22,000 Lincoln Continental, originally custom-built for Elvis Presley, was destroyed by an arsonist. The car featured a color TV and a plaque that identified it as being designed to Elvis's specifications. The car, now a burned-out Hulk, had been sold at auction to a Virginia Beach man. WDGY time is 8:29, 38 degrees in the Twin Cities. The Vikes take the day off, the Gophers recover, and the Saints and Stars regroup. Check that in Twin City weather next at WDGY.
Levi's for feet, pair of feet from the West, come walking into town. Wearing the best-looking shoes you'll see walking around.
Levi's for feet.
Yeah, they're made to last, like Levi's always do. Got lots of rugged leathers. It's a new kind of shoe.
Levi's for feet.
Get them on. Get them on.
The Cincinnati Bengals scored three third-quarter touchdowns to beat the Rams 20-12 last night in Monday Night Football. The Gopher hockey team dropped two games to Michigan last weekend to fall to ninth place in the weekly poll of college coaches. North Stars attempt to break out of a slump. They'll host the Penguins tomorrow night at Met Sports Center. Fighting Saints idle until Thursday. They'll host New England at the Civic Center. And Sammy White made a big boo-boo in Sunday's Minnesota-Detroit game, but he also put in a fine performance. Caught seven passes for 210 yards, two touchdowns in the Vikings' 31-23 win over the Lions, a new club record. The Vikes have the day off today. They're 7-1 and one on the season. Just about clinched another NFC Central Division title. They'll play the Seattle Seahawks at the Met this coming Sunday. The Gophers are still weak-kneed from the flu, but all managed to show up for practice yesterday. Coach Cal Stahl had the team work out in sweat clothes. The Gophers, many of them, were stricken from the flu for last Saturday's 38-10 win over Northwestern. The Gophers will host Ohio State Saturday at Memorial Stadium kickoff at 1 p.m. WDGY weather, windy and cold today. A chance of snow, partly sunny tomorrow. High today, 42. Low tonight, 20. Tomorrow's high, 32. At 8:30, skies are sunny. 38 degrees at WDGY.
With Jim Dandy on DGY on the radio. I understand Dick Clark was in town a few days ago. He didn't call me.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
I hope he gets jack itch. I will talk to you at 888-4444. This is Jim Dandy on the radio.
You make me laugh. You're the poetry man. You make things all right.
Oh, I say, Phoebe Snow, WDGY, with Jim Dandy. We're going to play the incredible contest here live. Johnny Canton talking to a winner. We'll see if we can give away a whole bunch of money in a moment. This is Jim Dandy. You remember that name, right? Dummy.
Tired of the look of your diamond ring? Have it expertly restyled during Goodman Jewelers remount event while you watch. Your ring transformed into a new style at a moderate price. Goodman's offers over 1,000 settings, exclusive Jacques designs in fashionable ladies and men styles. And now 20% off diamonds during this event. Your diamonds expertly remounted while you watch.
Fellow Americans, if you vote for me when you get into that booth, you will not only have bigger and cleaner suits and curtains, but I promise you a silver lining in every chicken and every pot in America, car in every pot in America, love running on your kids and your feet, or will be playing the piano in the pools of your backyard throughout the little hamlets all over the country. And I promise you, my opponent has said that he promises riches. I promise you not only riches, but I promise you...
Lately, there's been a lot of speeches about how you should get a better deal. So we want to tell you that our 1977 Subaru has a remarkably low price and gets 41 highway and 28 city miles to a gallon of regular. And while your mileage may vary, those are EPA test estimates on our manual transmission sedans. Beyond that, Subaru is tough. Now at least you know where Subaru stands on the issues. Subaru, inexpensive and built to stay that way. Test drive a Subaru at your local Subaru dealer.
A telephone rate increase may not be the best news in the world, but Northwestern Bell's recent increase does include some ways to save. Just so long as you remember to dial your long-distance calls direct without operator assistance. For example, Minnesota has a new one-minute rate. You no longer have to pay for a full 3 minutes when you only want to talk one or two. And there are some new night and weekend discounts, too. Savings of 35, even 60%. Look for a folder with your November bill for the details on these great new ways to save.
Hey, Johnny Canton has a caller, number 35, incredible contest contestant on the phone right now.
Okay, Irma Zeitin of St. Paul, you are the correct caller in the incredible contest, and you now have the chance to win $100 cash, $1,100 cash, or any even-numbered prize pack that you've heard on WDGY. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, the rules again. If you tell me the three winning numbers for today in their correct order, you'll win a $100 bill. And if you correctly guess a number between and including 1 and 10, which matches my number in a sealed notarized envelope, you're going to win the $1,100 cash or any even-numbered prize pack that you want. Now, for $100 cash, what are the three numbers for today?
5.
Mm-hmm.
6. And 2.
Okay, would you repeat those for me?
5, 6, and 2.
Irma Zeitin, you have just won $100 cash.
Okay.
You matched them correctly. Now for $1,100, I want you to match the number I have in the sealed envelope. Now, I haven't opened the envelope yet, but I will be doing it. Could you give me a number between 1 and 10, including 1 and 10?
Oh, how about 9?
9? All right, hold on a second, Irma. Let me see if I can rip it open in
you said the number 9, is that correct?
Yes.
Number 9, come on. Let me see if it's in here. Number. Oh, Irma. I thought you had it because the number is 6. And, of course, 6 turned upside down. It looks like 9, a lot like 9, but it is number 6. You guessed 9, and my number was 6, but you still won $100 cash. Irma, thanks for playing. What's your favorite radio station?
DGY.
Oh, you got it.
WDGY. Jim Dandy is on the radio this morning. If you're driving along to work or to school on the Boulevard of Broken Taillights, turn to the car next to you and stick out your tongue at him. You get the idea. I am looking to talk to all of my old friends from the Twin Cities at 888-4444. All at OT.
Everybody's high on consolation.
WDGY, congratulations to a couple of winners. $50 went earlier this morning to Mike Butler of Richfield because Mike knew all of the top 5 songs of the WDGY 30-star survey back on November 12th, 1966 when Johnny Canton first came to WDGY and I was already here. So we sent $50 to Mike and then we just sent $100 to, and I don't remember her name. Oh, yes, Irma Zeaton of St. Paul. Did I say your name right, Irma? If I didn't, I'll find it where you are and tear your face off.
Did you know you can buy a 1976 Datsun B210 Honeybee for under $3,000 at Win Stevens Datsun North? Yes, a 76 Datsun B210 Honeybee with fully synchronized 4-speed transmission, power front disc brakes, electric rear window defroster, and more. At Win Stevens Datsun North, it's yours for only $29.86. EPA rated at 41 miles per gallon on the highway and 29 miles per gallon in the city. A Datsun B210 Honeybee for only $29.86. Only at Win Stevens Datsun North.
I'm Jimmy Huger, bronze medal winner at Innsbruck, Austria in 64. I hate to tell you this, but for the past few years, you've been skiing all wrong. That's right, all wrong. Why? Well, it's your boots. They've got you hiked up on high heels, whether you're skiing, wetting in lift lines, even walking around the lodge. Pretty soon you become tired. Try crouching hiked up like that for a while. See how unnatural it is and how tense you are? Now there's a new ski boot that helps you ski naturally because the heels are lower. The name of the boot is Dolomite. The new Dolomite low heel boot. It's in most of the good ski shops here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I hope you'll come in and try them on. Put a Dolomite on one foot and a regular boot on the other. You'll feel the difference just standing there. All Dolomite wants you to do is try them. So while they last, we're going to give you a new kind of ski boot carrier when you come in and try Dolomites on. Dolomite will give you an easier way to carry your boots when you try an easier way to ski.
This is the Mouth on the radio here at WDGY.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight.
WDGY, with another incredible prize for your consideration. This one is Rock and Roll Pack number 16. Your own jukebox stuffed with your favorite songs. A jukebox to keep your favorites in forever. And it's yours if you choose Y-Pack 16.
I need somebody.
Choose it when your chance comes in WDGY's Incredible Contest. And don't forget the Hall & Oates special tomorrow night only on WDGY.
Longfellow Serenade.
WDGY. It's 8 to 4, 9. You got 8 minutes to make it to the office there. This is Jim Dandy, the Mouth, on the radio here for
a couple of days with Johnny Canton on WDGY.
Hey, Jim, don't forget, tomorrow I think we should give away another $50 bill.
$50?
Yeah. You know, guess the oldies.
Why not?
The time when you were here in 66. Why not?
Tune in tomorrow and get 50 more bucks. I'm talking to all of my old friends at 888-4444. So if we're old friends, give me a call. And even if we're not, give me a call. I found out my old secretary and assistant producer and resident welfare mother, Susie Cream Cheese, is around. I'm going to talk to her. Resident welfare mother, what the hell?
WDGY time is 5 before 9. Good morning. Windy and cold today, a high of 42. Sunshine now, 38 degrees in the Twin Cities. President Ford and President-elect Jimmy Carter begin their vacations away from the public eye today. Ford is expected to devote as much of his time to golf in Palm Springs. Carter is reportedly studying briefing papers on St. Simon's Island in Georgia. St. Paul is in the running for a people mover. Details coming up next at WDGY.
This is Dave Moore.
And Susan Spencer.
Now, the scene tonight comes in two sizes. The short of it.
The scene tonight, 35 minutes of news, weather, and sports. And the long of it.
Scene two, with special features such as action news, consumer inquiry, commentary by Al Austin.
Plus live interviews with newsworthy people and special in-depth reports.
For news you need to know, it's the scene tonight at 10.
Followed by news that's nice to know on scene two on WCCO Television, Channel 4.
You may never watch Carson again.
Three cities out of 11 will be chosen next month for a people mover demonstration. St. Paul hoping they'll be one of the three. Robert Patricelli, administrator with the Urban Mass Transit Administration, made that announcement yesterday. St. Paul's proposal calls for a 2.5-mile system of people mover guideways between the state capital and downtown at a cost of $55 million. The oil industry says profits for its top 25 companies total more than $8.5 billion during the first 9 months of 76. That's up 17%. From last year's levels. The American Petroleum Institute says that profits during the third quarter of this year rose only 9% from a year ago. The Minnesota Energy Agency opens hearings in Duluth tomorrow on proposed regulations in connection with the new ban on decorative gas lamps. The ban on the lamps goes into effect in April of next year. The agency, however, is empowered to grant exceptions to the rule. Energy officials say that the amount of gas used by the 70,000 lamps across the state in a year is more than would be required to heat 10,000 new homes. A federal judge in Newark, New Jersey, says federal law does not prohibit a boss from making a pass at a female employee. But he says the company may be liable for sex discrimination if the woman is fired for complaining. U.S. District Court Judge Herbert Stern has ordered a trial on the complaint of a former clerk that her supervisor at a public service electric and gas company said her job depended on sexual favors. Surveyors had their problems with farmers in Pope County yesterday. The surveyors are trying to get their work done for that power line that's to be constructed from North Dakota to the Twin Cities. Workers left the Scott Jenks farm near Lowry yesterday after being interfered with. Pope County Sheriff's officers were at the scene, but no arrests were made. Crews are expected back today, so are the farmers. WDGY time is 1 before 9, 38 degrees in the Twin Cities. Sports and weather, next.
Honey,
yeah.
I've already got...